Hey, everybody, how are we doing? It's your boy, Andrew, here, and I am back with yet another episode of Untapped North. Today, I come to you with episode 9 on this beautiful Monday afternoon here in Scarborough. And what a weekend we saw for some Canadian sports teams. We are seeing the NHL make a comeback. The NHL preseason is kicking off, while the MLB season is coming to a very dramatic and must-watch end of their regular season. Over the weekend, we saw all three MLS teams in action in Canada, and we also saw a very special undefeated tournament start for the Canadian rugby team. So we have plenty to talk about today. And I want to jump right in. So here we go. It was an entertaining night in the world of Major League Soccer this weekend as we saw all three Canadian teams in action on Saturday. Despite my predictions for all three games being wrong, it seems like some things are slowly clicking for certain teams. There's a reason why they call it the beautiful game, and it proved why football can also be one of the most unpredictable sports to watch. We saw Club de Foot Montreal fall 2-1 to a Columbus Crew team that took advantage of their hometown crowd and definitely capitalized on their opportunities. Columbus were outshot overall, but had more shots on target. They were outpassed, outpossessed, and committed twice as many fouls as Montreal did in the game. Columbus had only one corner all night. They had 5 offside calls, and they were also shown 2 yellow cards. And yet here we are, talking about how Montreal lost the game 2-1, all while outplaying the Crew, both on paper and on the pitch. It just wasn't Montreal's night. They did score a consolation goal in extra time for their efforts, but it was too little too late. Montreal's next game comes Wednesday against New England Revolution, a team that haven't lost a game in over 5 and have 4 wins in their last 5 contests. Montreal will certainly have their work cut out for them in that one. I would assume New England will grab the victory over Montreal. Toronto FC have gone back-to-back games without a loss, with the Reds drawing against Colorado on Saturday 0-0. Despite the 0-0 draw, TFC were severely outplayed. I think the team put up their best defensive effort of the year, limiting Colorado to just 1 shot on target in 10 opportunities. They had 67% tackle success rate while having 2 shots on target in their 8 opportunities. Despite those little positive facts, it was Colorado that dominated TFC, holding 62% possession and boasting an 89% pass accuracy rating on the night. Needless to say, the Rapids couldn't break through and find that lucky spark or that lucky shot that goes in, which is good and a huge confidence booster for Toronto FC and their defense. TFC have a very favorable matchup on Wednesday night against FC Cincinnati, who just today fired their head coach. It's going to be what I am calling a battle of the bottom dwellers and can hopefully provide some entertainment from a footy fan's perspective. Both teams are pretty much even with respect to goals for, goals against, assists, and average possession each game. Both teams are basically mirror images of one another, despite Cincinnati's larger foul total on the year. The prediction for the game? Let's say Cincy and TFC play to a 1-1 draw. And then we move west. The Vancouver Whitecaps and FC Dallas was a fun game to watch, with both teams getting their chances. Vancouver took the 1-0 win, but they had less shots on target, had a worse passing accuracy, and actually held on to the ball for less during the game. The Whitecaps had a higher tackle success rate and committed less fouls, while also having 7 corners on the night. Their next game is against Houston Dynamo, and that gets underway Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Houston has 365 fouls this season and have a 5-11-11 record going into Wednesday's contest with the Whitecaps. Vancouver went undefeated in August and only have 1 loss in September so far. So, with that, I think Vancouver are going to have the upper hand going into Wednesday's contest and are likely to take home the W. Look for the Vancouver Whitecaps to win that one 3-1. This weekend, the Toronto Blue Jays struggled a little bit against the Minnesota Twins, which proved to be detrimental to their wild card hopes going into the final week of the season. With only being able to win 2 out of 4 against Minnesota, the Blue Jays are now on the outside looking in as they sit 1 game back of the second wild card spot. The Yankees, they're coming off a huge weekend where they saw their playoff chances surge, ultimately setting up for the biggest series of the entire season. The Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees will kick off a 3-game series tomorrow night in Toronto, one that will ultimately determine who makes the playoffs and who doesn't. Personally, it seems criminal that one of these teams might not make it, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles, I guess. The Jays are rolling out Hyunjin Ryu tomorrow night, which, take that information with what you will, I don't think it's the best start for him coming off of his neck soreness IL stint. Like I said, I don't think it's a good matchup. I truly don't. I think if there was ever a time that Ryu had to put all of his past BS behind him and needed to be lights out, it's tomorrow night. Jose Berrios and Robbie Ray will take the mound the rest of the series. So the Jays are actually in a good spot to win and ultimately punch their ticket to the postseason. That's just a pitching perspective. It's the Blue Jays' offense that makes me weary. Sure, Marcus Semien has been a bright spot for the Jays as of late. He hit his 43rd homer of the season, tying the MLB record for most home runs hit by a second baseman. His next home run will give him 44 and sole bragging rights for most home runs hit by a second baseman in one season. That's unreal. However, Semien over the weekend did mention that he still does consider himself a shortstop, despite playing second base for the Blue Jays for the majority of the year. Now you have the flip side. Where has Vladimir Guerrero Jr. gone to? The kid's cooling off at the wrong time. And then you have guys like Bo Bichette, who have been Casper for the past week or so. Despite Bichette's 2-for-4 day with a run scored yesterday, he's been pretty quiet. And maybe he can get his bat going against the Yanks. But jeez, Vladdy, dude. Like, get your together, bro. It's time for you to get it together. You haven't hit a home run in 10 days. You're 1-for-17 in your last 4 games, and you were absolutely invisible for the majority of the Twins series on the weekend. You're 0 for 12 in your last three games. All that against a Twins team that sucks. Not good. Not a good look for the supposed Triple Crown and MVP candidate. Now, I know I have sung this guy's praises, and I'm sure my listeners will have no problem calling out my flip-flopping on this one. But the numbers don't lie. And when you look at the second half numbers for Vladdy, there really is only one way to describe it.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
But in all seriousness, the Blue Jays really need to rally and find a way to grit out these wins against a New York Yankees team that is on fire and is absolutely steamrolling teams in their way. They swept the Red Sox over the weekend and are looking very poised to maintain their wild card position and push and punch their ticket to the postseason. This series coming up, ladies and gentlemen, is must-watch baseball for everyone, and I truly cannot wait for tomorrow night and for the rest of the week.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the NHL is back and preseason is well underway. With the 2021-2022 NHL season officially kicking off on October 12th, there are 2 weeks. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, not one, but 2 weeks of continuous NHL action to get us ready for the regular season. So far, there haven't been too many stories to come out of the preseason, but the Maple Leafs looked dominant over the Montreal Canadiens on Saturday. In fact, both teams are going at it again tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The Leafs scored 4 on the Habs in their last game, keeping in mind the Canadiens are without star goalie Carey Price until closer to the regular season. And the Habs are also missing some of their new additions, guys like Mike Hoffman. He hasn't played yet. They're also missing veterans like Brendan Gallagher. He hasn't played yet. So these opening preseason games are definitely a small sample size of what's to come for the Canadiens, and of course what has come already offensively for the Maple Leafs. I will say this though. If there's anyone out there who is expecting the Cinderella squad, aka the Montreal Canadiens of last year, to continue their success and have a super successful year this year, you probably should give your head a shake. I love the Habs as much as anyone, but this team is still very young and they have a lot of work to do. Moving west again, we have the Edmonton Oilers. They dominated the Calgary Flames and put up almost 50 shots in a 4-0 shutout win over the Flames on Sunday. You also saw the Ottawa Senators get an overtime win over the Winnipeg Jets, while the Vancouver Canucks saw their game against the brand new Seattle Kraken slip away from them. Seattle took the win on Sunday night 5-3. Now, the two teams that I want to point out in the West are the Flames and the Canucks. I think they are two teams that fans should definitely keep an eye on going forward. I wouldn't be surprised if the Flames blew things up this year if they can't find their stride early on. Guys like Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan will certainly request trades and deserve more than what management has done for them with respect to their line mates. You also have a Vancouver Canucks team that are worse than they were a few years ago, and I feel like they're just getting worse and worse every year. They've made a number of questionable moves that have bitten them in the ass, most notably the Tyler Toffoli debacle that the Canucks are surely still regretting, given the success that he has had with the Canadiens thus far. Once again, the NHL season officially gets underway on October 12th, and I am very much looking forward to bringing you stories and rundowns from the season and preseason as it progresses. In other Canadian sports news, I want to quickly give a shout out to the hardworking Canadian women who went undefeated on Saturday in the opening day of their Rugby Sevens tournament in Edmonton. A pair of hard-fought performances by Canada's women rugby sevens team yielded ties against the top two seeds, Great Britain and the United States. Canada then carried that momentum into a 40-12 blowout victory later on Saturday to go undefeated on the day. Unfortunately, their game against the USA on Sunday was not the outcome that the team was hoping for. But the Canadian women once again breezed past Mexico later on Sunday, this time 63-5. This victory captured the bronze medal for the Canadians' women. So congratulations, ladies, and shouts to the sport of rugby. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the sound of that helicopter overhead is certainly not for me. It's not my getaway out of here, but this does conclude yet another episode of Untapped North. If you enjoyed what you heard, or you want to comment on what you didn't, make sure you give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook at Untapped North. You can also check out our website, www.untappednorth.com. Once again, folks, my name is Andrew Stewitz, and thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and until next time, peace.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.